Good? Hallelujah. Open your Bibles with me this morning to Acts chapter 1. It's kind of it's Pentecost Sunday. And I thank God for the Holy Ghost. As I was looking and studying, Jesus said in Luke 24:49, said, "But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high." And, you know, when you look at that word endue, it comes from the Greek word endue, and it means to be saturated, to be immersed. It's like a garment that's completely dyed. So it's not only that we're in Christ, but all of a sudden there's something that takes place when the promise of the Father, the Spirit of God comes upon you. All of a sudden you become immersed in God. And so many times we can't do the things that we need to do because we're depending on us to do them instead of God, because we never allow the one that's inside of us to be greater than the one that's outside in the world. Amen. And God wants to impart something into everyone in the room today. I believe there's no one's going to leave this room in the same way they came today. I believe God's going to heal. God's going to fill. God's going to deliver. God's going to do everything He said He's going to do, because guess what? He's God. Amen. And when I was looking at this, and I was looking at being endued or being saturated or being immersed, I want you to look in Acts chapter 1, verse number 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. In other words, you're going to be immersed. You're going to be saturated. You're going to be covered. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. The title of this morning's message is In Due Season. Endued with power. I'm a word man. Today we're going to look at the conductor, the conduit, and the connector. I had this little thing. We had lost the power source for this thing. It's a portable battery charger. And what this does is it exemplifies what I'm going to share with you today. The conductor would be the power source. Okay, this is the source of the power. This is the power is what is the source. This vessel here is the conduit or the carrier of what it's been connected to. It's the power of the conductor through the conduit. The hands or these posts are the connectors, which connects others to the power through the conduit given by the conductor. In other words, this is a picture of what God wants to do through every man and woman of God. He wants us to be connected to the source, the conductor. He wants us to be a conduit. In other words, we have to carry what God has given us. But the key is we have to connect others to it. Amen? Amen? And let me tell you something. If you take a battery charger and you put them together and you hit both posts together, there's a charge that comes. There's some lightning that takes place. And that's what's going to take place in the presence of God. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at the conduit, the conduit, and the connector. Can we lift our word together in the house of God? Repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have Everything. God says I can have. I can be. Everything. God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me. My ears are open. My heart is receptive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God. I'm so grateful, Father God, for who you are. And I'm grateful, Father God, for the opportunity to share your love with this body, Father God. So Holy Spirit, I pray, Father God, speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's gathered here today. Father, I just lay down everything right now. Lord, I say, Lord, use me as an open vessel for your glory. Speak through me, work through me, work through me. Accomplish what you called me to do for this day. And when all is said and done, you'll get all the glory and the honor. Lord, you can use a donkey, you can use anyone. So we praise you and give you glory for all that you've done, all you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. It always reminds me of that donkey for some reason. I wonder what that's about. I have to sit down and ask the daddy sometime and say, Daddy, what's that all about? Yeah, I'm not going to go there. Hallelujah. You know, in our word, he says, but you shall receive power, dunamis, strength, might. There's power of God, and the power of God is available, and God wants to channel it. And one of the things that the adversary has done in the body of Christ, he has made the Holy Spirit spooky. The Holy Spirit isn't spooky. The Holy Spirit is God. And God manifested in you and in me. And why? That's why the adversary wants you to be scared about it. That's what he doesn't want you to get outside of your comfort zone. I don't know about you, but when the Holy Spirit gets upon me, I do things I normally don't do. Amen? I have boldness that I didn't have before. Amen? And I used to say, well, I'm going to wonder what people think, but now I'm going to the place I wonder what God would think if I don't. I'm more worried about now what God thinks than what people think. I'm not here to hurt anybody. God loves everybody in the room. God isn't going to beat up anybody in this room. He's going to love you no matter what you believe or what you believe or you don't believe. God still loves you. His grace is abounding towards all of us. Amen. He wants his love to fill this room. His love and his mercy and his grace is just going to flow in this place. Hallelujah. His grace is what heals me. His grace is what delivers me. His grace is what saves me. Amen. It's his amazing grace. You know, I think once you have an understanding and revelation of grace, you may sing that song a little different. When you say amazing grace, it just isn't the old church hymn. All of a sudden, because you recognize and you realize how much mercy and grace, unmerited favor God has had for each and every one of us. Amen. So I'm going to look at first, we're going to look at the conductor. So look with me in Acts chapter 4. I like verse 31. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. It says, when they prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. And verse 33, he says, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Amen? In other words, there's something that's being manifested. You know, there's something that takes place on the inside that manifests itself on the outside. Amen? In other words, if I'm riding around in my vehicle and there's someone that has a dead battery, I'm carrying a charge. Because we're connected to the conductor. We're plugged in. And it's just so important for you to get a hold of that thought about how valuable and how important it is to be plugged in. If this apparatus, get that out of the way, wasn't plugged in and it wasn't charged, it wouldn't have any benefit for anyone. And that's what happens so many times in the body of Christ. When men and women of God aren't charged, aren't plugged in, and they have an adverse effect, in other words, they can't really help. Because you try to do it in your own power and your own strength, and His strength is made perfect in our weakness. It isn't about our strength, it's about His strength. It's about His power. But you know, it's about receiving that gift that God wants to give. Look with me in Ephesians chapter 3. I better put this away before I trip over it. Devil try to trip me up. Is anybody here today? Is anybody here today? How many need something from the Lord today? Let me see your hand. Here's the power. You know, there's power in agreement. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As the word's going forth, we're coming into agreement. And as we come into agreement, we're believing God to manifest and do what God said. Amen. I think this is a great day. I think it's a wonderful day. Amen. I think you're great, and I think you're wonderful also. But Ephesians 3:16 says that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. In other words, God always works from the inside out. That's the problem when you have new beginners or new babes in Christ Jesus. Everybody's paying attention to the outside, and God hasn't transformed the outside because He begins from the inside out. He tells us not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. But they haven't had the word yet. They're growing and becoming. Amen. They're becoming all God's called them to be. When the Apostle Paul was ministering to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy, he said in verse number 6, he said, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." In other words, there was something that was being imparted to help Timothy overcome. Amen? So as we're stand to with connected to the conductor, you know, the conductor needs a conduit. In other words, the conduit or the vessel to carry the power from one place to another. Amen? So it's so important for us to he said, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." He didn't say after that you receive Jesus. He says, after that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You know, when I gave Jesus, when I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I wasn't baptized in the Holy Spirit immediately. I had a measure of the Spirit that was given to me. Amen. But then all of a sudden, I became immersed in the Spirit. Amen. Became saturated in the Spirit. Amen. And he illustrates this in Acts chapter 8. Turn with me to Acts chapter 8 a moment. Verse number 14. The word of God says that when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they came were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands upon them, and they received the Holy Ghost. In other words, hey, God said to us, hey, let's not be afraid of the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I know before Christ, I was radical in the world. I was an achiever. I was a visionary. But I was looking through the wrong eyes. I was looking through the eyes of Carl instead of through the eyes of the Lord. But when he came into my room and transformed me and changed, all of a sudden I see it in a different light. I always had Jesus. My dad was a pastor, a Pentecostal pastor. My granddaddy was a pastor. I was in church all my life. I was every crusade. I was Oral Roberts, Benny Hinn, Catherine Kuhlman. We were at all the gatherings, okay?
Amen. Amen.
I had all Jesus, but I didn't have the Holy Ghost. But I didn't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Spirit came in, everything changed. It never was religion anymore. It wasn't about religious things. I'm not here to do religious things. I'm here to do the righteous things for the kingdom of God and for the power of God. It's His power, not our power. It's His grace, not my grace. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, God wants to give you something. Don't be afraid of it. Just saying. Thank you, Jesus. Turn to me, Acts chapter 19. Here's Paul. Verse number 2. And he said unto him, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said unto John's baptism, or baptism of repentance. And said Paul, John barely baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him that should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were all baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. But the next verse, and when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Hey, listen, you know, tongues. Everybody afraid of tongues. Gifts of tongues for the body of Christ is a gift that's given to some with an interpretation of tongues. But the gift of tongues in your prayer language is given to everyone baptized in the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible says in Jude 20 that we're to build up our most holy faith praying in the Holy Ghost. You know, a lot of times when I'm praying, my words don't know what to pray. My mind doesn't know what to pray. And the Spirit gives me utterance when I know not what to pray. And he says, and they began. And they began. In other words, when the Holy Ghost came, there was something that happened. There was an outward expression of what took place on the inside. Yeah. Amen? In other words, God is always manifesting himself. Amen? Hey, we're here as a Spirit-filled church to celebrate the giving of the Spirit. Because the day of Pentecost, I have a little word thing came up this morning when I was praying. He Pentecost on the cross. He pinned the cost, which was purchased there, Pentecost. Amen. Amen. And in other words, God wants you to have this gift. Well, why do I need that gift, Pastor? I don't know. There's a lot of demon devils that we battle every day. How many know that there's not always somebody that's spirit-filled nearby? Hallelujah. You know, how many know that God wants to empower you? Amen. The same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and I. It's a quickening power. It's a power that makes things alive. Amen. I was asking, though, when I was seeking the Lord, I says, Lord, do you know, it's Healing Sunday, it's Pentecost, what do you preach on? What do you want me to share? And he said, what else is there to share? What else is to share? In other words, get to the main point. Get to what we need. Amen. I think God says, He said that He did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Amen. In other words, God said it was going to take place, and it takes place. Amen. I've seen the heavens moved. I've seen things shifted in the presence of prayer and in the Spirit of God. I see things moving and shifting all around. And God wants you to know that's what the adversary wants you to be afraid of. He wants you to be afraid of the very thing that God gives you to be victorious. You know, we really can't truly be victorious without it. Amen. Amen. So we have the conductor is the Father. He's the giver. We have the conduit, which is you and I as the vessels. But we also have to connect. The connector would be connecting to others. There's nothing powerful about these hands except what the hands are connected to. In other words, I can't do anything in the natural to help anybody. I can encourage you. I can do those things. But to deliver you or heal you, I can't do those things. But the conductor can. We're the conduit with the connector to make a connection. Amen. Is that too simple? Is that too simple, or do I need to complicate it some? Huh? You know, sometimes it's like, well, that sounds too simple. We got to get it more complicated. It's got to be harder than that. It's got to be more difficult than that. That's just our minds. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden's light. Learn of me. Hallelujah. That's what we're here for. Amen. Amen. More of him and less of us. Amen. Hey, saturate me, soak me, get me wet. Hallelujah. I'm one of those guys that I don't go and stick my foot into the pool to see what the temperature of the pool is like. I'm one that dives in. And you go, woo! Hallelujah. Hey, you know what this world needs, truthfully? It needs for the church to truly get a little radical. You know, hey, it needs us to come out of this humdrum thing. You know? The old time religion, it's good enough for me. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. God's a God of today. His mercies are new every morning. Amen. He wants us to, he doesn't want us to be the world, but he wants us to adjust to the world to reach it. In other words, I'm not of this world, other than I'm in this world to make a difference. Amen. Amen. And I'm not going to get all tooed up. And if you got tattoos or whatever, that's okay. I'm not going to do that to try to fit in. If the Lord told me to take a two, I'd take one of them little ones you get in the water woods and put on there. That just it really looked too painful, man. Look at this thing. He's tooed up, man. Check it out. Now, you know what? And even if I had muscles like you, Greg, I'd probably be tooed up a little bit too. This guy's bulging with muscles there. Amen. You know, but that says, but God has a plan and a purpose. You see, that's a conduit. And a conduit that's with the conductors working through that conduit can connect with a lot of people for Christ Jesus. See, you can connect with some people I can't. You can connect with some people I can't. You can connect with some people I can't. We can all connect to others through the power of the Holy Spirit because we're all different personalities. Amen. And God has placed us all strategically. Amen. You've got a network of relationships around you, and you only have a brief window to minister to them. I know when I started ministering to my friends, once they recognized that I was getting a little radical, they kind of backed off from me a little bit. They weren't ready to take this journey. Let me go on. So we're going to be a connector. Jesus said in Matthew 28, he said, all power has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye therefore. In other words, there's a transfer of power there. And go teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Teach and observe all these things I command you. And lo, I'm with you to the end of the world. Amen. He never sends us out alone. Amen. In Romans 15, verse number 13. The Word of God says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. In other words, what the Lord wants to get in our heart, when Jesus said go, there was a transfer of authority. In other words, Jesus said, go and preach the gospel in Mark 16 to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. In my name, you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. He didn't say, maybe. He didn't say, perhaps. He said, and you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover because of the conductor working through the conduit to make a connection. Amen? And in other words, God wants you to understand, it's kind of amazing to me because God, in all his omnipotence and his power, could have just said, let it happen. But God chose to prove himself working through stubborn men and women like you and I. Is there anybody who's stubborn in this place beside me? Not you? How many times do you have to tell yourself that before you're really convinced? We're all stubborn. Amen? You may not realize it or something, but God's doing something here. Amen. Amen. You know what he's doing? He's setting your faith up to receive what he has for you. Amen. Turn with me to Acts chapter 19, and I'll close, and we'll get to what everybody's been waiting for. The Word of God says in Acts chapter 19, verse 11, He said, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and diseases departed from the evils and from them, and evil spirits went out from them. He said, this is a handkerchief that was given to me, and I've been praying over it today, and I don't know what your use for it is or what you want it for, but I'm representing it back to you, because it's anointed, and when it lays hands, when it goes on, whoever it goes on, it's going to do what it says it's going to do. Amen? Hallelujah. In closing, let's go to Acts chapter 2. Everybody go, survived so far. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but the joy of the Lord's my strength. He makes me happy. He puts a song in my heart. You know, we're here today celebrating worldwide Pentecost. The Bible says that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they're all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak the word of God, speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. I want you to understand something with me in closing today. If you don't speak in other tongues in your prayer closet, most likely the devil is giving you an imitation spirit. Hello? If we expect God, here we believe God. We want to believe God to heal me, to provide for me, to watch over my family, watch over my loved ones, to protect me. And God says, hey, I want to give you the best thing I've got. I want to give you the most precious thing I have. I want to give you what it took my son's life to give to you. Not just your salvation, but the power to overcome. The power that comes from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. So today, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. So as we come today, and if you haven't been received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, let that be something you're seeking.